Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about serving. God desires that each of us serve one another. We do so in love. We do so well, today we're going to focus in on doing so wholeheartedly, as if serving God, because that's what we're doing. And to recognize that the gift of serving, while again it varies from person to person, it's expected of all believers. It's a part of our DNA, it's a part of our nature, it's a part of who we are when we're in Christ. Ephesians 6, verse 7 says, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men." Whatever you do, the Bible says, do it as if doing it for the Lord. And when it comes to serving, I suspect there are people that you serve willingly, and people you try to avoid serving. Suspect that, because that's true in my life. It's a constant struggle. Maybe not constant, but a recurring struggle to serve wholeheartedly. Even in those things, in those areas, in those people that we enjoy serving, that we don't mind serving, there's limits that we have, that we feel, that we experience. And we get tired. In fact, Isaiah says that even youth get weary and tired. They stumble and fall. And as I've gotten older, I appreciate that verse more so than the following one. The following one I've always appreciated. It says, but you get weary when you get tired, when you stumble, when you fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, some translations will say those who put their hope in the Lord. That's what he's talking about when he talks about waiting upon the Lord. We trust him. Those who wait upon the Lord shall rise up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not faint. What a privilege to serve wholeheartedly, even when we're tired, even when we're weary, even when we stumble and fall. There are times the world and the people in the world want to convince us that our weariness, that our stumbling, that our falling disqualifies us from serving God, and we may as well give up. The reality is, it's not the world, that's not the people, that's the enemy speaking through those people. Sometimes even speaking through us to ourselves. It says, why bother? And yes, there are times we must wait. We must pause, we must rest. We like to claim a freedom from the law. No, we grab hold of the parts of the law that we like, that benefit us, but the other parts, we says, well, that was the Old Testament. The Sabbath. Deliberate times of rest, and I would agree that becoming legalistic about keeping the Sabbath, the religious leaders in the days of Jesus were pretty good at that. It really didn't get them anywhere. Jesus and his disciples evidently weren't so good at it, often being criticized for their lack of observing the Sabbath. But in reality, the Sabbath, the planned times of rest, was meant as a reflection of God. In fact, when it's communicated to mankind, its reasoning is because God created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. God chose to rest. Why is it so hard for us? Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. We're not going to get into those today, but a wholehearted service doesn't mean we can't rest in appropriate times, in appropriate ways. Sometimes we'll take a verse like this and say you have got to be involved in serving people and serving God 24/7, 365 days a year. You can't give up. You can't stop. You've got to be the one. The only one that can do that is God himself, and he chose to rest. But that doesn't excuse us from serving wholeheartedly the rest of the time, to give it our all. It's part of the purpose of resting, so that we can give it our all. And what would change in the ways that I serve? What would change in the ways that you serve? If you really saw Jesus in that person, if you really saw yourself serving God, when you face that person that may or may not be easy or difficult to serve, what would happen if I realized that this act of service was not only pleasing to God, but it was serving him? There are times where we have opportunities to do things. Pick up trash that somebody didn't take care of. Shovel snow. Open a door. Care for a neighbor. Encourage a friend. The list could go on and on and on and on. And there are things that we dive right into. We don't really think about them. It's just a part of who we've become. But there are probably other things that we step back and wait to see if somebody else will do it. Because we're not all that eager. Building here at Deer Run has preschool, has a K through 8 school. A lot of toilets, and at times a lot of clogged toilets. And there are times where they just get left. Or someone notices and track down somebody else to come plunge it. I think, really? Plunged a lot of toilets here in the building. It's not above me. It's not beneath me. It's just part of what needed done. But we have things like that in our life that we would just assume somebody else did. It's their job. It's their responsibility. I don't get paid to do that. But what if we thought about God? And instead of somebody else, God saying, would you do that for me? Would you go in and take care of that? Mop up that mess. We kind of get a little bit ruffled when people tell us that. How would our attitude change if we began to think of God saying, could you do that for me? When we look at things as serving God, I think we'll begin to grow in serving wholeheartedly. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us that which we need in order to know how to serve. You've given us Jesus as the example that not only serves sacrificially, but serves wholeheartedly. In fact, he says, whatever you say, he'll do. And he showed us that in his life. And he would claim, I don't do anything on my own will, but only what my Father tells me. And so, God, today, help us to serve wholeheartedly, not wearing ourselves out, thinking somehow we're earning salvation or recognition or anything, but listening to you, resting when we need rest, when rest is appropriate, but also trusting that you will strengthen us so that we might serve wholeheartedly. Understanding that nothing is beneath us. Nothing's really above us. As you call us to serve one another in love, help us to do that in a wholehearted way as if serving you, because that is who we're serving. And God, today, as we have opportunity, sometimes it's those things that we notice that just need done. May we give it our all. Sometimes it's those things that we're asked if we could do, rather than hesitating, may we serve wholeheartedly. Father, sometimes it's things that we need help with. And may we be humble enough to ask for and to seek that help. And together, may we live and work as the body of Christ, wholeheartedly serving the God who saved us. And as we serve in this wholehearted way, serving you. Oh, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.